So, I was to ask, randomly, how many people in this room can tell me precisely what this week's parsha is actually about? Parsha Pekudei. Double that question. How many people can only tell me what the parsha is about, but can explain to me how exactly it's different than last week's parsha, Parsha Vayakel? And something tells me, if I was to actually ask you and ask for an answer, I would hear a lot of Mishkan, materials, gold. I mean, last week's parsha was 122 psukim. This week's parsha is maybe a little shorter. So we've got 200 psukim, and the best that we can probably get about that is, it's about Mishkan and gold. The problem is, I bet you that most of us have always been okay with that. Yeah, so the Torah repeats itself a little over and over and over and over. Whatever. You know, maybe that's actually why it's a double parsha. You know, this way we don't realize how much, and we just give ourselves an excuse to not listen to Kriyat HaTorah. I don't have to do Shnai Mikra this week. Right? There aren't even that many Rashis in this week's parsha. Even Rashi thought it was repetitive because he doesn't comment that much. Of course, if I was being more sinister, the world of biblical criticism, jumps right in. Oh, there's repetition, must be different authors. So maybe we need to talk about what that means, what's actually in the Parsha. Why is it different? And why is it all here? And the truth is that the opening Rashi in the Parsha addresses this. I'm going to embellish a little, because Rashi thought he'll say it in 10 words and he'll understand. So maybe I'll embellish. The opening Rashi in this Parsha says, "Dear reader, please don't think this is repetition. Or actually, if you think it's repetition, then please open your eyes when you read and read the words." Let's read the words. It says the Parsha, "Ela pekudea mishkan, mishkan ha'idut, asher pukad." I feel like I've used the word more than once. Yes? Shorish is pakad. Counting, says Rashi. What does that mean? Parsha zu nimnu. In this week's Parsha, they counted everything. So let's just put this together. Last week's Parsha was Vayakel. Moshe and the Levim and everyone who helped Moshe collected. Right? If anyone has ever seen a fundraising campaign, stage one is you collect. Stage two is, wait a second. Now I've got everything. What do I do with it? Okay? So the Parsha begins, the first Aliyah begins with, let's tally up exactly how much we have. And the psukim go forward. Okay, gold. We have, how much do we have? We have 920 kikar. We have 730 shekel. An exact tallying. Okay, the Torah's not rounding up. How much gold? How much silver? How much jewels? And then, second Aliyah, well, what am I doing with all this? So let's start going through what parts of the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kuhuna require gold. And let me tell you the seven different Begadim, I made up that number, but let me tell you seven or eight different places that will be using the gold. Which means, gentlemen, Microsoft created the Excel sheet, but the first Excel sheet is this week's Parsha. And apparently that's super important. Because an Excel sheet is the total amount of money that we have, and what are all my expenditures? And the Torah spends lots of time telling us that each one of us, or certainly when we're dealing with public funds, we have a responsibility to be transparent, to be open, to be honest. And you know what? We just collected a lot of money for the Mishkan. Well, how much did we have? Maybe that money ran away. Where did the money go? How can I show that everything is being dealt with in an honest and open way? And the truth is, from here, I take two takeaways. The first takeaway is that any time you think the Torah is, it's just repetition, it's the same thing, think again. It's easy to be like, oh yeah, all the same thing, I heard that already. And change the channel, because you already read that. But, I think at Eretz Tzvi, we kind of expect better. We expect a bit more critical readers. Right? It's easy to give criticism. That's easy. Populist statements are easy. But to be a real critical reader and to tell differences... Okay, I'm going to say this right now and keep this in mind. I'm going to ask the same question in a week or two. Because I will ask you, what's the difference between Vayikra and Tzav? Right? The next couple parshiot. Oh yeah, they're all korbanot. Let's assume the answer to that is no, not true. So keep that in mind as we learn to distinguish between parshiot. And again, the second takeaway is to what degree we need to be open and transparent. For those of us that learn Bava Basra together, I want to remind you. The halakha is that tzedaka collectors, how many do you need? Two people need to do tzedaka collectors, no matter who they are and how trustworthy they are. That was last week's parsha. And this week's parsha is distribution, which of course needs how many people?
Three.
Parsha Pikudei is basically saying the same basic value and idea. We put together an Excel sheet. We need to have multiple people here because we need to have transparency, openness, and honesty. Okay, we live in the Middle East. Money gets distributed and donated all the time to different regions, and all that money seems to disappear all the time. Hasn't built roads, hasn't done things that it should do. The Torah meant to be a role model for how Moshe will model how we handle funds and money, and how we can be honest, and maybe one day, here in Eretz Yisrael, we will fulfill that biblical view, you know, the biblical dream of openness and transparency, and hopefully won't have constant investigations and interrogations of our prime ministers. Have a good day.